There was a picture in my phone of me sleeping. I live alone.
My sister says that Mommy killed her. Mommy says that I don't have a sister.
The doctors told the amputee he might experience a phantom limb from time to time. Nobody prepared him for the moments, though, when he felt cold fingers brush across his phantom hand.
My daughter won't stop crying and screaming in the middle of the night. I visit her grave and ask her to stop, but it doesn't help.
You get home, tired after a long day's work and ready for a relaxing night alone. You reach for the light switch, but another hand is already there.
A girl heard her mom yell her name from downstairs, so she got up and started to head down. As she got to the stairs, her mom pulled her to the room and said, "I heard that too."
She asked why I was breathing so heavily. I wasn't.
I can't move, breathe, speak, or hear, and it's so dark all the time. If I knew it would be this lonely, I would have been cremated instead.
I awoke to the sound of the baby monitor crackling with a voice comforting my firstborn child. As I adjusted to a new position, my arm brushed against my wife, sleeping next to me.
I woke up to hear knocking on glass. At first, I thought it was the window, until I heard it come from the mirror again.